We are going to shift our attention.
Right. It's time
to
for our headliners.
Our headliners are here. Our three lovely ladies from 200 Peachtree, which is a special events and conference center. So today we're going to be going behind the scenes of 200 Peachtree, formerly known as the Macy's Building.
The real deal
Macy's Building.
That's
downtown.
Right.
One of Atlanta's premier event venues. It's today we have a team of event planners on with us that can show you how to make the magic of all the weddings, corporate functions, dinner receptions, and social blowouts truly come to life. The team meticulously works through all the logistical detailing of the event directly with clients and strives to transform their grand ideas into reality. And we have with us Carly Garcia, Vanessa Rowe, and Valerie Kaplan. I'm going to read their bios and then we will just get right down to it. Carly Garcia is one of the three event planners currently working at 200 Peachtree. She's an Atlanta native, woohoo, who graduated with honors from the University of Georgia with a BA in studio art. Carly is self-motivated, timely, and organized, all of which proved to be useful skills within the event industry. She has experience managing events and working closely with event vendors. This experience has helped further develop her skills in event planning. Her professionalism, creativity, and desire to please all make her a great asset to the 200 Peachtree team. Valerie Kaplan is an event planner as well. She enjoys being busy, always moving, and working in an industry that is ever-changing. Her background in customer service has helped her to take on challenging customers and face any issue with a smile and positive attitude. Vanessa Rowe is currently an event manager at 200 Peachtree. She has a diverse background of experience, training, and achievements in planning, coordinating events, and developing ideas to be implemented. She is a very detail-oriented person who loves planning, organizing, acting, traveling, and meeting new and interesting people. She enjoys helping people to get what they want out of every event. She stays pretty busy and looks to the new challenge at hand each and every day. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about y'all?
We're good.
Great. I'm fabulous as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm very interested to hear about 200 Peachtree. I've heard a lot of good things about it. So we will just kind of start our banter. Why don't you tell me about it?
Well, I will say currently right now at 200 Peachtree, we are continuing to grow. We've had different teams. We also now have 200 Office, which is, you know, right up the way from us. We also have Rise and Roll inside there. So we're really just being able to use a lot of our space for different corporate events, meetings, social events, whether it be weddings, birthday parties, you know, different extravaganzas. We've also had boxing matches there, so we're pretty diverse.
We've seen it all.
And Cool in the Gang.
Really?
Yes.
That's right.
They were fun.
Yes, they were there.
That's great. Yeah. I guess they performed. They weren't just hanging out.
No, they weren't hanging out.
Oh, you were there? Yeah.
They were performed. Celebrating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
literally.
I remember doing that in my high school homecoming dance.
Celebrating.
Oh, Lord. I also saw them at Six Flags in like 1980.
They're still around.
Yeah,
still
they're
around.
They're still kicking. Still going.
Still going, yeah.
Now, are you guys doing more kind of corporate-y things or you're doing more like wedding things?
I would say that we are more on the social side right now. Just... Uh-huh. Everybody kind of sees the space. Oh my God, it's so amazing.
It's
see the
beautiful.
Chandeliers. Yes, right. Thank you. And so that's really kind of what they think of. So we're really trying to work on marketing our conference center more so that people realize, hey, you can have a meeting here as well.
Because right. I've been to an international event there where they had a bunch of chambers of commerce from the international community. They had a couple thousand people, I thought, at least 1,000.
Yeah.
That's a big space.
That is a big space.
Right.
It is a pretty big space. I've had people get lost and they had to call me, so it's very big.
Where are you?
Yes.
That's great. So what motivated y'all to get involved in this industry?
Event planning. That's a cool industry.
You know, for me, it was when I got married. I had so much fun working with the vendors and getting to meet so many people because you talk to so many florists and caterers and
right.
decorators. I was like, these are just all such a great, fun group of people. Like, and I just loved the organization that came with planning my own wedding. So after it was over, I was like, well, what can I take from this whole experience and all these contacts I made? And that's how I got into it.
Yeah, I have, for me, it was always kind of an interesting path, I guess, because I started out in art. You know, I got a an art degree from UGA, and so everybody always asked me what I was going to do with it. And for some reason, events just really interested me. I tend to be a very organized person, and
that's important, right?
It is. It is. It's very important. And you know, it's funny. My mom always sort of laughs at me because I love calendars. It's so weird, but I mean, I just enjoy keeping calendars and keeping track of my time. And so it kind of actually incorporates my creative side a little bit too, because you really have to use your problem solving creative skills and also just setting up the events. We work a lot with setting up the floor plans and just designing the event, basically. So there are creative aspects to it, which is kind of, you wouldn't think, but it definitely ties in with that. So for me, it just kind of combined all of the different things that I was interested in most.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's played to your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And really, anything can be an art form if you handle it correctly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good for you. Thinking outside the box.
I would say for me, I'm similar to Carly in the fact that I always had a to-do list. Like, I would give my husband a to-do list. There's lists everywhere. And I think that I was at my 9-to-5 job at the time, and I was just really bored. And I was like, man, I need a new challenge. And so everyone was like, well, whenever we have an event, you're always planning it, so why not go there? And I thought about it. And so I actually looked into it, started interning, and I didn't even know you can actually get a degree in it. So I went towards getting my MBA in hospitality management, and I will be done February 26th. Thanks.
Wow. Yay. What's there, Vanessa?
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Where are you getting your MBA?
It's at Keller Graduate School. It took me a year and 10 months.
Good for you. Wow. Going after it.
Yes, thank you.
So what's been y'all's favorite event thus far?
Any wacky wedding?
Yeah, wacky weddings or wild people.
I know you guys have done some.
They're all smiling, so you know there's a clear
done
winner.
Big weddings.
You can leave names out.
Yeah, I would say we definitely had a wacky, interesting wedding last year. And it was just, I think, probably just a lack of organization on, you know, that other side that they weren't aware of. You know, they didn't know how much really went into having their wedding until the day actually came, and not taking that advice. You know, that's
so
always
hard. So they
want
to do it their way?
Yeah.
Well, they just kind of showed up and decided, oh, you're supposed to have plates and you're supposed to
no
do
plates?
This. And
could
you
be
need
a problem.
Knife to cut your cake.
Like, you know, just kind of take the advice of the professionals that you hire, I would
that's
suggest.
That's a good tip.
I mean, if you're hiring them.
You would think.
I wish I had hired one for my wedding.
You did
I was
yourself?
A general contractor of my wedding.
Nice.
And it went great right up until my caterer said, them pigs ate it all. Which is a phrase that lives in infamy.
In your house?
Every anniversary, somebody in my family lets me know.
That you ran out of food?
Yeah. Fortunately, everybody ate except for me. So
oh, well,
that always happens.
Yeah, you
that
should have had happens. A plate. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's a okay. Go box.
So yeah. Now, what's the most amount of money you've seen spent on a wedding? Is it over six figures?
I think so. Like, you know, because I don't really see that sales
right,
part of
the,
it, but I kind of see it pass through me,
right.
You know.
And you're like, six figures? That's like a house
yeah.
or a wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
House wedding.
And everybody says, oh, I don't want a wedding. I'm going to take the money.
Right.
And then
yeah.
they get engaged, and here comes the wedding.
Right. And some people, they take it, and they're like, oh, well, let's go to, you know, Hawaii or something and just kind of get married there, and then we'll
right.
have something when we come back. So, you know, everybody's different. And some people, I think we actually have a wedding that they're using Atlanta as a, you know, a place to come to vacation. It's kind of weird because I
right.
think they're from Jamaica or something.
Right.
So I never thought of Atlanta as like, you know, oh, let's go vacation
right.
there.
Right.
But
for your honeymoon.
Right.
Have you ever been to like the aquarium or to the World of Coke and you're there, you know, because it's just something to do with your kid or something. And then all of a sudden people are taking pictures like it's their vacation.
Right.
They're here on vacation.
Right. And you're looking like, around going,
yeah,
it's a little
here. Weird. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great event.
Right.
Place to go.
Right.
You don't think
you don't
of it
think
as a destination.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a Orlando.
You know, Atlanta is an international city with a
it
lot
is.
Of history.
We just don't.
We just take it for granted.
We
right.
do.
That's
and
really
I'm sure
true.
The people in Orlando take Disney World
exactly.
for vacation for granted.
I think
right?
you're right. Now,
it's just human nature.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how do you prepare differently when you're doing a corporate event than a personal event? Is there any difference in your planning? You got to, I guess I would think business people are more have their act together than just regular people. that
that's
not true?
Nicely.
Is that not true?
I would say
you guys not buying that.
I would say on the corporate side, I can get either or. I can get the structured people who are, you know, this is what I need, make it happen.
Right.
Here's the credit card.
My budget.
Don't talk
Go
to
ahead.
Me.
Exactly.
I could get a committee of people that they are scattered everywhere. Everybody has 10,000 ideas. Nobody knows what they want to do, and I have to ring them in.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of, hey, what are we gonna do? And on the social side, you know, definitely those nonprofit organizations, those fundraisers and everything, they have a lot of different people on the committee usually.
Committees. Those are the thing that make your life difficult.
They're a challenge. They're a challenge. But when I meet some the committee members and they're all, you know, on the same accord, that makes it easier. And there's just one contact that I can talk to and they relay that message to everyone.
Then you...
Yeah, that's
better. You
can
get some things done.
We can.
Yeah. Or it's fun when you have the bride who has one vision and her mama has a whole new vision and they're sitting there talking about it.
What about
the mother-in-laws get involved, and when you have all three, it can just be intense. Well, I'm paying for this, so you're going to do what I say.
Oh, wow.
I've had the father-in-law getting really involved, and it was kind of weird. I've never had that happen. It was very different. You know, he was like, this, this, and this is going to happen. I said, okay, are you paying? No, okay.
No. Exactly.
Well, we always say, just in general, like for the weddings, if they hire a wedding planner, it makes our lives a million times easier than if you're actually, you know, dealing directly with the client, the bride.
Right.
Then can get a little,
Bridezilla.
You know, and it seems like a lot of times more so it's the moms almost.
Yeah, the mom ends up being the planner.
You know?
The mom is kind of reliving the wedding and... Right.
Yeah.
Wanting it to be a certain way.
And I think the bride is kind of like scared. She doesn't want to upset her mom. You know, if your mom says, you know, I want to wear white on your wedding day, that
it's
becomes an issue. But the bride usually doesn't want to say anything.
Right. Yeah, that's
tough.
I
think I grew up in a different universe than all the other girls in the world. None of that was going
on.
That
wasn't happening?
No.
Yeah, not at mine. I picked my mom's wedding, her outfit out, and my dad. I picked everybody's outfit out.
Right. And then they
but
just
you're an
along.
Event planner, so
right.
I mean, come on.
Defer to
you're
her.
Pro.
Now, so you guys like what you do. Obviously, it seems like you all get along.
We do get along. It's nice to have that dynamic when we're all friends and can chat and giggle and then vent.
Now,
the venting, yes.
Now, are you guys going to you must be going to an event every night, right? They have a lot of events over there.
They do have a lot of events. We try to split them up so, you know, somebody could get a weekend off or something.
Right.
But sometimes it does fall where you're working every single weekend and just you might get the weekday off. So that's just the flip of it.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, we do go to support each other's events. Just to kind of say, hey, do you need any help? Do you need anything? Otherwise, you know, that person just kind of handling it with the other on-site event manager and just taking care of it.
Hmm. So you're strictly on the event side, and then 200 Peachtree does business. They do weddings. They also do, don't they have office space and all that?
The 200 office is a co-working space
in
the mezzanine level.
Okay, so how many levels are there?
I think we have about three
because we have our mezzanine, we have our grand atrium level, and then we have our bottom terrace level, and that's kind of just that open space.
Right.
For the weddings.
Down in the terrace level is pretty much open space where we kind of store things.
However, the
grand atrium is a real nice space that a lot of people want to use for their weddings or receptions or galas. And
you have a kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm,
there's a catering kitchen there.
Yeah, about 20,000 square feet. So big kitchen. A lot of people love it. A lot of envious people, but we like
the caterers love it because they have room to spread out. They can cook everything there and send it to our guests. So it's nice.
Now, and what's your affiliation with the Westin? Because they're right next door, right?
Yes, the Westin, they're right next door. We actually have a door that's kind of in between us. We can walk over there. They can walk over here.
Because they do events there too,
right? Sometimes when they do events, they just kind of come over. They handle everything. We make sure that they're okay, and they just really take it over. So we're kind of those, you know, that co-worker type relationship we have with them.
Yeah, we like having the Westin.
Gotcha. Do you guys do any recycling?
Yes, but of course.
I had to ask about that.
Of course. We've definitely been recycling our plastics and our glasswares. After the demolition of the whole building, we actually, you know, recycled as much of that material as we could.
Right. They tried to keep a lot of the historic things.
We did. Yeah, we kept the columns and the marble floors and obviously
some of the windows.
Chandeliers.
Beautiful chandeliers, yes.
Yeah, the chandeliers, they brought in from the original Macy's, New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's how many of them? There's like at least six.
We have
eight.
about I want to say we have seven because we have one hanging over our steps in the gallery as
right.
well.
They, it's like hidden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have to turn it on, and then it's amazing in there. Have you come? Have you seen it?
I have not.
You
been
have
there
to
yet.
Stop by. Yeah. You have to.
I think I'm going down there the 17th.
Okay.
Okay, we'll have to grab you and show you that hidden chandelier.
There you go.
There's a big jazz event on the 15th.
Really?
If you like jazz.
I do. Yeah.
I don't get around know that?
Yeah, Jazz on Peachtree.
Vanessa's there the one planning that one.
Yeah, I'll be detailing that event, Jazz on Peachtree. Come on down. I'll see you there.
Is that going to be a regular event? Is that a regular event, or that's the first one of a series?
That's
or?
The first one. So definitely hoping that it's an amazing event. It's definitely the first one, so we see how it goes.
Are you looking for performers to perform there, or you already have a whole
Well, list? I have detailed that event. However, Miss Juanita Park, she's kind of gotten all of the artists and different performers. Uh-huh.
So it's already lined up?
Yeah. I think for she's pretty 15th? Much ready to go for the 15th.
It'd right. be neat if y'all did a rotating, mm-hmm. like, every month to draw people in.
Yeah. I think that's the plan. That's so we'll, you know, see where that goes.
Right. Because it's all different kinds of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one kind. Did you know there were different kinds of jazz?
Yeah.
Of course.
I just listened to the good kind. And that would be whatever I like.
Right.
That's what they have.
I don't like loudness. So it has to be like smooth
jazz.
You
like smooth
jazz.
I like smooth jazz.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And they do, you do show business events, right? I've seen them in the past. They've done some entertainment events where
yes.
you have video cameras and stuff. Where
yes. Some people may come there to record and just kind of use our space
right.
in their different video.
Because the
even
window right
shoots.
There on Peachtree is kind of a cool spot.
It's beautiful space. Mm. People use it for, you know, photo opportunities. A lot of brides put their cakes in that window and it's gorgeous.
Right. And then you have actually valet parking, right, on Peachtree? Still
for,
have that?
Yeah, for events. For events, we have those, yes.
Right, can you imagine that? That's not a lot of, that's hard to get, the
well,
ability to valet
at the
park.
Four Seasons, which is where I like to go.
That's where you hang out?
They have a valet there.
I
all
know.
Right.
Four star?
It's Four Seasons.
Five star.
It's got a lot of stars.
We had
yeah, they were just
Four
here.
Seasons on recently.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay.
They're nearby. Where are they, Midtown? Oh, no, they're by
Atlantic
Station.
Yeah.
But you guys have an affiliation with some of the historic hotels, don't you, that don't have meeting space?
The Ritz and Ellis.
Yeah, we work with the Ritz and the Ellis and the Westin since they're so close by. Sometimes
right.
you may have, you know, an event at the Ritz and then they're just going to walk them right over
right.
and have some dinner at 200 Peachtree.
Yeah.
So,
that's
you know,
nice.
We kind of work both ways with that. Mm-hmm. And it's good partnership. Really
it's
good.
Nice because, like, we'll have brides come in saying, well, I'll have my reception here, but where do I send everybody in? Oh, well, we can try to get you discounts at these hotels. And then mm-hmm. as the counter back, the hotels send us business.
Right. It's they nice. Work with a lot of the historic ones that don't have meeting space at all, and they use their space as the meeting space.
Makes perfect sense.
Clever, huh?
Yes.
Some
are you coming to work
selling.
For us soon? You know a lot.
I'm there quite a bit. I'll be there tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, then.
That's great. Well, I had Bravo contact me about the Atlanta Housewives recently.
Oh, really? You're
so maybe we'll
Atlanta
come down
housewife?
There and film.
You're going to be an Atlanta housewife?
You never know.
your husband sign up on that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and your kids?
I make all the
all
big
those
decisions.
Decisions. You would be an Atlanta housewife. I would pay to see that.
I don't know her well enough. Does she seem crazy? I don't think she's crazy enough at the moment.
You get some wine in me, I
can
go
bring some crazy.
You can get some crazy.
I think everybody's got a little crazy, just a little bit in
that's
them.
That's right.
That would be
we've
hilarious.
Got that button that can
that
get pushed.
That would be hilarious.
Well, you know, it's a platform raiser.
Absolutely.
It is.
Well, that's you should be honored just to be in consideration for that.
I was like, wow.
That is hilarious.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
So we'll come down there and film if it works out.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
You better. You heard that.
Yeah,
that's,
let us
you
know.
Guys,
shall we bring her
I knew her before she went crazy.
Right. I knew her when.
That's right.
You
that's
have
it.
To bring all your celebrity friends.
That,
out
that would
the
be
house.
Lee.
Yeah. What about
yeah,
your
don't
TLC
everybody.
Girl?
Chili, yes, she is welcome to come to my house and
yeah.
be on the show.
Now
she's friends with Candy, though, because Candy wrote her hit song.
Well, are you going to? So now you're going to bring back all these people, or be your buddies hanging out? They're going to want to be on the show.
That's right.
Exactly.
I'll have all kinds of friends. It's like when I was a bartender in college,
that's
I
right.
had
out of
a
the
lot
wood.
A lot of friends, pour heavy.
They
free
come
drinks.
Out of the woodwork. right?
Yeah. Yep. Everybody knows you then.
That's right. I didn't join a sorority because I was a bartender.
You were. That was it. The yes. sorority there.
Party girl.
Well, you know.
Yeah, she got crazy.
So what do you guys, what are your plans moving forward? Because downtown's just blowing up now.
Hoping just to keep booking business, and hopefully the conference center will just book up and more of the corporate events than the social. And there's three of us now. Before, it's just Vanessa running the show with tag team help of the sales team. So now that we're all here, we're just hoping for all that business that we can just keep rotating through and have day events and night events.
But how are you getting out there to get the word out? What do you guys do?
Our sales team goes out and networks at corporate events, luncheons, dinners, galas, everything. Just mm-hmm. go out there, pass out the card, meet and greet, just get our name out there.
Get the word out.
Yeah, and some of our sales team, they have come from other places and they've been there for years. So some people just kind of know them and like, oh, well, you should go talk to her. You should go right. talk to her. So some people just kind of come to them mm-hmm. and other people kind of hear about it word of mouth or something, some type of networking. And Atlanta Housewives was something that really kind of got our name out there as well.
Right. And just to clarify, in case there's any confusion, we have sort of a system that we're trying to work out and implement right now, just as far as how an event is created and such. So it sort of goes through our sales team, which we have a team of four sales ladies. And so it'll go straight through them. Once it's booked and official, it'll come down to us. And then that's kind of where we step in and start working on all the detailing and making it happen, basically.
So you're the make it happen people. They
we
sell
are.
It.
We are the make it happen.
Call
yeah.
get it done.
We got exactly. the operations crew. Right.
So the salespeople are just promising all kinds of stuff that become your problem.
Right. There you go. Yeah. So they'll book it, and then we'll make it work. Right. And so on the day of, we have assistants, you know, with our event managers, and they'll do a lot of the day of coordination alongside us. And so, you know, it comes to life. We make it work. So, but we have sort of a system where the event falls to from person to person. And
right.
So
this career would give me anxiety.
It's a lot of stress.
You know,
it is. It is. You know, spa Sedale, any type of spa will become your best friend. You get to know the masseuse by name. They get to know you. So
there all the time.
Yeah.
Do you work with spas down there? Downtown?
I have not gotten to work with one yet. That's I would love great. To, though.
Get
so
your
you
sales
get a preferred
going.
Vendor, and then
right.
you get free massages.
Oh, we like that idea, yeah.
Get
that's
your salespeople on that. That's a good
I'll
project.
Get the
on
no,
it.
I do that mm-hmm. one myself, so I got all the benefits and perks.
Val, take a note.
That's great.
Contact spa.
So you mentioned some environmental initiatives you guys have. Is that how do you guys integrate that in that part of your sales pitch? Do the guests kind of ask for that? The clients, do they say, hey, you know, are you recycling? Is that an issue for them? You seen that at all?
That would definitely be. I haven't heard it personally on my end. I know it probably gets that question. The only thing I've heard in our planning would be seeing a caterer, and the caterer, you know, their platform is to be very green. So they'll come into our house and say, we like working here because, you know, you have all these things in place, so they like coming into our space. But I haven't heard it directly from a client.
I wouldn't say that I've necessarily heard directly from a client, but one of them ask, oh, well, where does the grease go after, you know, we put it in the fryer? And basically, we just kind of tell them that we've installed that new plumbing and gets that out of there. It kind of sucks it out, so it's not sitting there the whole time. And we try to be as conscious about what's going on in our facility.
Mm-hmm. So what is smallest size corporate type event? Can
right.
y'all
is there
host?
A range?
You guys like two times workshops. So let's right. say a speaker wanted to come in and do a workshop. Do you
right.
have
10 people, 20, 100? Is there a minimum?
If you're willing to pay, no. we'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah, there's not really a minimum. We have facilities throughout the whole complex that can really accommodate for all different sizes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just recommendations. Like someone may say, you know, hey, I'm having a wedding and it's going to be 50 people. That may not be the best space for the grand
right.
atrium. Not saying you can't do that.
Right.
Just a recommendation like, hey, you know, as far as pricing, how big the space is, it may just swallow your whole event.
Right.
So, you know, we just kind of make recommendations. But if they're doing like, you know, 5, 10, 15 people for a corporate, we can definitely put them in one of our conference rooms
right.
and let them have at it.
So do you validate parking? You would, no, don't laugh because you would be surprised.
Down, that matters.
You know, I do events and, you know, I've had them in beautiful buildings and people are like, my park's not validated?
Right.
They get really mm-hmm. worked up?
Well, it kind of depends. Basically, if the client has hosted your validation, then, hey, we're stamping it and everything. Mm-hmm. But if they say, hey, no, the guests are paying, then unfortunately, you know, that's kind of out of our hands, and it is the guest paying that price.
But we do bill our client based on parking. Sure. We don't include parking in our overall rental price.
Got it.
Do have access to that parking garage, right?
Yes, we're connected mm-hmm. to it, so they can park on level 6 and walk right in. So it's
right,
nice.
They have a walkway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it drives me crazy. Like when I went to Chicago, and it was like $16 to park the rental car every time you pulled in and out.
Right.
Really?
I was like, all right, I'll pay that for a day.
It starts adding up.
It does.
I know.
If you go anywhere. I
mean. Definitely. It definitely does add up. I would tell you, we haven't gotten that high thus far.
That's good. That's good to know. All right. So, ladies, I'm going to ask you what your X factor is. I'm going to give you each an opportunity to say what it is about you that you bring to the party that's uniquely you.
Carly's
up first.
Yes. I would say... I guess you sort of covered it in my intro a little bit, but just that I'm really interested in making people happy. And I think kind of along the lines of what we were talking about, as far as the stress goes, it can be a stressful industry, but it's really rewarding at the same time because you get to really work a lot with people directly and kind of try to do your best to make what they want reality, essentially. So pretty much doing that, I would say, would be my X factor. Yeah. Working very hard to make them happy and do what I can, basically. So
great. What about you, Vanessa?
I would say my X factor would be the ability not to let the words or actions of a client, guest, or even a fellow colleague shake, rock, or even shatter who I am and what I do, because I think that I do it well.
She does do it well.
I like it. Go
confidence.
Right. I think my X factor is my customer service background. That whole same with Carly. That whole you're just there to please them. You put the smile on, no matter the crazy. You just give them whatever they want. You make it happen. Mm-hmm. Like no matter what they're asking for, you need the moon in there. We'll figure it out. We will make it happen for you.
And I've seen Valerie firsthand make it happen.
She brings the moon.
Yes.
So if I said, I need Valerie, Vanessa, and Carly to act as mimes.
We would stand there with my
legs. It would happen.
That's funny. That's great. Y'all bring a nice willingness to every event. And you got to expect that you're part of somebody's biggest day with these weddings. That's pretty neat. It's special to see.
We have a lot of phenomenal events. Last night was just amazing. It was a Moroccan theme. It was beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
So beautiful. Especially we dimmed the chandeliers. It was just gorgeous space. Can't wait to see the pictures on Facebook.
I used to work in the hotel industry when I was about your age. And not that I'm not that much older. Let me clarify that.
A couple years ago.
That was one of the best parts was like just watching it unfold, because some of these events can get off the hook and they're just they're neat. They're fun.
Right. You guys do a lot of international, right? Weddings.
We have a couple. Mm-hmm. We have a couple.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what's your advice to other people that want to become event planners or just general, I guess, success advice that are getting started?
You need to shine and you need to show that you can do anything. That whole give them the moon. So what if it's not your job? You move a table, you set a table, you vacuum, you do whatever you need to make that event go smooth and make that client feel like they're the only event you've had a whole year, to give them your all. Even though you have 5 events in 1 week, just to prove to that client and to prove to, you know, your superiors that that's the kind of attention that you'll give.
That's good advice, Valerie.
I would say to not just exist in your life. If you are able to get out of your comfort zone and be proactive and be patient, then you'll be able to get into something different and bigger than you thought you could get into. I was just so surprised and humbled by what I was able to do and what I was able to learn. And it was just such an amazing experience. And it took patience for me to get here. But I would say that if you think about some of those overnight sensations, it probably took them 10 plus years to become an overnight sensation. Sure. So take your time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. How about you, Carly?
I would say sort of along the lines with what Vanessa was mentioning, just getting out of your comfort zone and kind of just networking yourself is extremely important. Getting into the business, if you're interested in events, it can be really hard to sort of break through and get into it and get that experience there. But really just get out there and whoever you know, whatever connections you might have, just use that to your advantage. And it really works out. I think you'd be surprised how well it can work out.
That's true.
All right. So get out there and hustle, everyone.
That's right.
Hustle, hustle, hustle. Meet and greet.
You got to have the right attitude. You can't. It can't be the, it's not my job. Right.
No, you're in the wrong field.
That doesn't work there.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
Have you ever had that? Somebody have that kind of attitude?
If yes. So, they're not here.
Yes.
You,
get rid yep. of
you weed them out fast.
They get weeded out, yep.
I can imagine that would happen quickly.
Well, because then they got to pick up the slack. It becomes.
Yeah, that's it's the domino effect.
Right.
Right. Happens to everybody. So
I hear you. All right. Well, that concludes our episode today. I'd like to thank the event planner ladies from 200 Peachtree for being here today. And
thanks for having us.
What's the website if people want to learn more about 200 Peachtree?
I would say our Facebook page is the most helpful. We have a lot of pictures on there. Our actual website is being updated at the time, but it's 200peachtree.com or 200 Peachtree on the Facebook.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at WastePro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at local events, WastePro can serve all your recycling collection and processing needs. WastePro also provides residential, commercial, solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. WastePro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call us in Athens at 706-227-3222. Or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.